He's BJ Kissel and I'm Pete Sweeney. We are previewing Chiefs visiting the Chargers this Sunday, 3:05 p.m. from Qualcomm Stadium. BJ, I know you're fired up about this one.
I am. When we went back to the season, look back a few weeks, season was 1-5. A lot of people were disappointed and you were hoping they could reel off a few straight wins to get back to 500. Well, guess what? We are here. We are on the precipice of getting back to 500. I'm excited about it. I know you're excited about it.
4-5 versus the 2-7 Chargers. The Chargers have lost 5 games in a row, really, because they've been banged up. They've had a lot of injuries. And that might be the case headed into this Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to get a couple of guys back. Orlando Franklin, their big-time left guard, they paid a lot of money to this offseason. He's going to be back. But obviously, Keenan Allen, Malcolm Floyd, those guys on the outside are not going to be there. Antonio Gates, guy who's been doing it for a long time, he's got the banged-up knee. But you look at those 5 straight losses. You can't necessarily think that this 2-7 team isn't better than a normal 2-7 team. I mean, those 5 losses, all of them were within one possession. It's a total of 25 points. Their last 2 have actually just been by a field goal. So these guys are right there. It's that much more important for the Chiefs to get out to a quick lead and try to take away any kind of momentum or any hope for the Chargers in this game. In the last 3 games, the Chiefs have won. They've outscored their opponents 52-6 going into halftime. If they can do that again and get the Chargers to kind of feel that pressure, they're going to be in a much better spot.
So the Chiefs will be looking for a quick start against the defense of the Chargers. It hasn't been that good this year. They're allowing 27 points per game. And if you break it down as far as pass defense versus run defense, pass defense, they're 17th, and run defense, they're 27th. So Sharkandrick West could have a day.
It's really hard to be good at pass defense if you can't stop the run because the play action and all the different things that sets up. But Sharkandrick West has been killing it for the last few games for the Chiefs. He's averaged over 120 yards per game from scrimmage. He has at least 1 rushing touchdown in those games as well. He's really come on for it. He's one of the breakout players in the NFL. I just had a tweet that I put out that he actually, coming into the season, he had played 4 total offensive snaps in his career. He's already got 4 touchdowns this year. It's pretty amazing what he's been able to do. Special player, special person.
Amazing on the field and amazing on Twitter this week. He tweeted out that he needed more followers, started with 4,500. I think he's up to 19,000 as of this filming.
That's pretty impressive. That is pretty impressive. The power of social media, get it out there. I love the way that he did it. His personality kind of showed through that tweet saying he got me on fantasy but not on Twitter, and everybody kind of picked it up, ran with it, picked up a lot of followers.
Awesome guy, a guy who's always smiling. So he's someone to watch for the Chiefs. If you look at the Chargers team, the guy you got to be watching is the league leader in yards after the catch. That's Danny Woodhead.
He has caught a lot. For a guy who's listed as a running back, he has over 500 yards receiving. You know what he is. I actually talked with defensive coordinator Bob Sutton about him specifically because Sutton spent that 2009 season with the New York Jets with Danny Woodhead, so he's familiar with what he can do. And it's not just his quick twitch ability and his ability out in space. It's the fact that he knows what's going on. He's developed a continuity with Phillip Rivers and that he's not always the first option, and rarely is he going to be the first option, but Rivers always knows where he can check to. He always knows where Woodhead's going to be. It's a reason that they've got that connection. It's something the Chiefs have to be aware of because with all those injuries to the Chargers wide receivers, and we know the continuity and what Rivers and Woodhead have been able to do, they're going to scheme, they're going to line up in certain formations that try to put Woodhead in a position where he's matched up on a linebacker, he's matched up in a favorable matchup in their eyes. The Chiefs have to be aware of it. Sutton's already talking about it. That's the chess match that coaches play and the side of the game that a lot of fans don't necessarily get to see. They just see how the play kind of unfolds. Well, those guys know before the play unfolds, you know, where they're going to go with the ball, where their matchups are. So definitely something the Chiefs have to be prepared for.
All right, so things to watch. Keep an eye on these injured players and both running backs for both teams. Sharkandrick West and Danny Woodhead could be the playmakers in this one. It should be a good one this coming Sunday. BJ, I know you'll be in San Diego. It's on Sunday, 3:05 p.m. on CBS. Chargers and Chiefs. Chiefs looking for their 4th win in a row. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
65 toss power trap.